This is Steve Wickie's JLR Underline Tribute, and in front of me I have the Yamaha Motif Rack, the original one from 2001. And you can still make this sound quite good if you spend a little time with it. Now, it has a system on there which doesn't have wraparound menus, and that's good. Wraparound menus are those menus where once you, say, for instance, got to program 99, if you click the dial one more time, it would take you back to 1. You can't use those very well because there's no way of knowing where you're at, where if you've got a menu that goes to 99 and stays there, you obviously can count down or you can count up if you go the other way to back to 1. So that way you can use these kinds of things, even if they don't talk. So first of all, we're going to hit the actual multi-key because I'm going to have several instruments all playing at the same time here. Now that will instantly put us into mute mode. I'm going to mute 3 of the instruments straight away. And then I'm going to hit the mute button to turn that light out. So that's now gone out. Now, I didn't see it went out. I just know it's gone out because I pressed it. We're now going to go to the edit button. We're going to tell it that we want to look at part 4. And part 4 has timpani drums. Way, way too low. Also, they're all over the keyboard. And we don't want them all over the keyboard, and we don't want them that low. So first of all, we're going to change the pitch. So we're going to go into transpose by hitting the page key and making sure it's far left. Then we're going to go right twice, make sure with the cursor key we're at the top. And when I turn the dial, it gets higher. So that now is where I want that one to be. We're now going to take the page to the far left and we're going to come down 6. This will take us on to where I can take notes away. So this is like where you will split the keyboard. So I want to take notes away from the high end. So I'm going to start looking at the high end. Now there are cymbals right at the top of the high end. And then there's really high sounding timpani, and we want all that to disappear. So I'm just going to keep turning the dial until I start to hear those notes disappear, which they are. Let's just find out how far they've disappeared, because I might have taken them too far. I have. So we need to come the other way slightly. And that G is where I want the last one to play. So as I go right from that G, just one note, we have no sound at all, just the keys going down. But when I hit that G, or below that G, so we've now split the keyboard. There's nothing on the right-hand side, and the timpani sound is on the left-hand side. Now that's two instant, like I don't want timpani on every single note that I play. So what you can do here is you can tell it to react on how hard you hit a note. So I'm going to go down 1, and by using the dial I will change what's called the velocity. That's where that note will actually trigger from. So we want it, so as I'm playing very light notes at the moment and I can't hear it, if I play a bit louder, it's there. And so I just want to get that set to the correct place. So again, if I play the notes lightly, if I go harder, yeah, that's sort of where I want that set. So now we're going to save that. So we press shift and store, which it will check by giving me a flashing number at this point. It happens to be on the number I wish to save this to. So I press shift and enter. It says, are you sure? Press shift and enter again. And you wait a few seconds for that to initialize and sort itself out. Okay, now that should have sorted that out. So I'm just going to hit the notes a bit harder. And there we we have it. Okay, so that's the timpani. Now we're going to add some strings right across the board. And we're going to have strings that sound like this. So just nice. In the left hand. Now you can hear no timpani there because I'm not hitting hard enough. Hit a little harder. And there it is. Okay, now what we're going to do is add even more strings. So that's just those strings. Let's add a few more strings. And that gives it a much thicker sound. And there you have that timpani sounding drum. Okay, so we're going to add one more instrument. We're going to add some French horns. So the French horns are very good, actually, because the bite happens after the strings play. So if you play the strings softly, you don't hear them. But if you play those keys loud, in the left hand, so you have yourself a full orchestra that you can cause, you know, you can create all kinds of tension and kind of dramatics, like and so you've got all of this at your fingertips, all programmable, all accessible. The only thing you have to do is have quite a good memory. Make sure at every step that you are focused at where you're at, because obviously there's nothing shouting out to you what to do next or what you happen to be on. You have to memorize the whole thing. But if it doesn't wrap around, it is accessible.